50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast from Fort Wayne Carroll. We're going to start the second quarter here, 12 minutes remaining before the end of the first half. Carmel comes into the quarter leading 3-0. And, John, with this read option, we've seen Carroll with some tendencies. What do you think Carmel needs to do?
Well, first off, when you come in last game against Fisher, 385 yards on the ground. Shakir Pascal had over 200 of those. You've got to be able to rotate your running backs in. Make the Chargers key in on either Pascal or Perkins and then switch him. Just you got to get them off balance and make them play from behind.
Third down and one. James tries to keep this one himself. Depends on the forward progress. Let's see if they will give him that spot. The initial spot is at the 39-yard line, which is parallel with the first down marker. First play from scrimmage here in the second quarter. Waiting on that official call. We might have another measurement on the way. And we will have an official's timeout to try to determine whether the Carmel Greyhounds were able to gain enough yards for the first down there on third and one. Nonetheless, game reset, 11:53 remaining here in the first half. Carmel leading 3-0 thanks to a 37-yard field goal from Adam Kramer. That was his season high.
Let's take a look at some of these Greyhounds' postseason history a little bit. Regional championships, they got 15 under their belt. Again, they had a stretch there in 2006, 7, 8, and 9 where they had that regional championship. Then, of course, in 2011. Their all-time regional record is 15-8 so far. And as you hear the disdain, of course, we're in the Charger stands. But that's good news for you Carmel fans back home. Ball will be moving forward, and that will keep this drive alive. But nonetheless, a lot of success here for the Greyhounds. They've got a 78% winning percentage when it comes to these playoffs. So obviously trying to keep that season alive, and the only person really standing in their way, of course, is these Chargers.
Fresh set of downs here for Isaac James. He moves back into the pistol formation. Three wide set for him, two out to his left. Option run this time. And James keeps it, stumbles, slips behind the line of scrimmage. Natural grass versus turf right there as we see as James loses the footing. Loses a couple of yards. We'll bring second and 11 from his own, from the Fort Wayne 41-yard line. James looks over towards the sideline for some additional signaling. Pascal remains the lone tailback. Look for Austin Roberts. He'll be lined up in the slot on the right side. Four wide pistol formation set as Pascal again remains in the backfield. James moving Roberts in motion. Triple option time. Penalty flags fly everywhere. As soon as that ball was snapped, will be a dead ball foul. That will be false start against the Carmel Greyhounds. Back them up five more yards. Second and 17 on the way.
Penalties have been an issue for the Greyhounds this season. Over 600 yards given up because of that penalty. 58 now with this new false start here. And again, that just goes back to that offensive line. They've done such a good job this season so far, but these little errors here will slow down the progress and even that pacing and tempo of Isaac James.
Really closes up the playbook for James as well. As he comes out, three wide pistol formation set. They put the tight end Becker in motion. Going hard count, James takes a snap, looking to pass his time. Has time, looking deep down the left side of the field for Jason Baldridge, who has the touchdown reception. He is in the end zone. Six more points, and what a pass from Isaac James.
And we don't see Jason Baldridge really get these opportunities downfield, and we especially don't see Isaac James get the opportunities to be able to throw downfield. But right there, a very good job from quarterback to a receiver right there. I like to say, Jesse, priority mail sent from Isaac James to, of course, Jason Baldridge. And Baldridge doing so well earlier on in the season. Comes out, makes a big-time reception. That's going to put 7 points on the board with Adam Kramer's PAT that he will be attempting here in just a minute.
Kramer's only missed 2 point after attempts his entire season. One in the first game against Arsenal Tech. But, again, very, very impressive pass there from Isaac James. It looks like we're going to have another false start penalty against this Carmel Greyhounds offensive line. That'll back him up five more yards to make it more of a field goal attempt now for Adam Kramer to tack on an extra point. So two false start penalties and a holding penalty, but they do have the 9-0 lead. When it comes down to it, the only numbers that matter are the ones that are on the scoreboard. So Kramer will line up now at about his the 15-yard line. So 25-yard attempt for the extra point for Adam Kramer. Kicking on the opposite side that he kicked his field goal on towards the right side of the field. The hold is good from Baldwin. A kick up from Kramer is up, and that one is good. And Adam Kramer does it again, makes it 10-0. So, John, on that last drive, we're so accustomed to seeing, and a lot of the players there on Fort Wayne Carroll really bit on the play-action fake, thinking that one was going right to Shakir Paschal, and then thinking James is going to keep it running himself. That left Jason Baldridge deep, wide open over the middle.
Exactly, and I think one of the main things that comes to mind here is obviously the play calling from the coach. That's a move there from the offensive coordinator that's very, very wise, it's very smart, but it's also very gutsy because you bring in a guy like Isaac James who's got 7 interceptions so far this season. It's tough to have him air the ball out. But, Jesse, we've seen him throw the ball all last year, and we got to cover that JV team. He's very, very talented. He just hasn't had a lot of opportunities and a lot of experience. But right there when it counts, he makes the completion, puts 7 points on the board. Credit Jason Baldridge, too, for a nice catch with a little bit of coverage there.
That'll go down officially as a 44-yard touchdown pass from James to Jason Baldridge as Adam Kramer lines up to kick this one away over towards Justin Tranquil. Kicking it over towards the right side of the field. Kramer's kick, another line drive, is away. That one right at the goal line, but he's going to be able to return this one. Tranquil heads up the right sideline. Tranquil has some space. He's going to stumble, trying to keep himself in bounds, but a great return of about 30 yards will set it up at about the 31-yard line. So here comes Fort Wayne Carroll. We've seen some promise from this offense so far this evening, especially and surprisingly through the passing game.
Exactly. I think they need to do a better job of keying in on guys. Again, like I said, I just reiterate what I say. Zach Edgar and Kyle Mallers, to me, they're guys that you've got to be able to hit. Take, for example, Jason Baldridge. He's not one of those key guys that you really watch and hone in on the film, but he's able to come up with big receptions. We've already seen Edgar come up with 2 or 3 tonight. It's really opened the game up and really created some holes and shown the vulnerability of the defense.
Coming back out with a 0-10 deficit as Boggs will put a man in motion, takes a snap to sweep over to Tranquil off the left tackle, barreling through a couple defenders of the Carmel Greyhounds, but fails to make it back to the line of scrimmage, loses about 3 yards on the carry. It's a great job there by the front 7 of the Carmel Greyhounds, anticipating that run all the way. Ryan Sonnels and Sam Story teaming up for that tackle. We'll be about 2nd and 12 from their own 28-yard line this time as Boggs comes back out in a shotgun set. 2 wide receivers, they split the difference. From the middle of the field, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to pass deep down the middle of the field, and that one is going to be intercepted by the Carmel Greyhounds. That one looks to be Mitch Davis, his 3rd interception of the year, and what a catch tracking that one down.
Good job by Mitch Davis, and again, that's just another testament to one of the things I saw when watching these past games is Boggs has a tendency to throw the ball when he doesn't need to, and that's something that a quarterback, you got to have good recognition. You've got to be able to read that safety who's almost playing spy. He's got that coverage. He's kind of out on his own. Mitch Davis doing a nice job there to be able to reel that one in and give the ball back to the Greyhounds.
Now the Greyhounds have a chance to open this one up to a potential 3-possession game if they are able to put some points on the board. James trying to hurry up the offense a little bit before the Chargers are able to get set from the pistol formation. He takes the snap, hands that one off. Shakir Paschal off the left tackle is going to be wrestled down and finally brought down at about the 38-yard line. So that one will bring up about a 2nd and 6 on the way. 9:48 remaining in the first half. The Carmel Greyhounds with a 10-0 lead, looking to tack on some more. 2nd and 5 is the official spot. As James looking over, calling it at the line of scrimmage, seeing a lot more of the pistol formation than we have in weeks past, but 3 wide set for him, 2 out to his right. James trying to go hard count, can't get anyone to bite, takes a snap. This one will be a handoff up the middle again to Shakir Paschal. He's going to gain himself a couple yards to about the 40-yard line. 3rd and very manageable coming up for this Carmel Greyhounds offense.
But it's also a good thing defensively. You got to be able to look at some of these percentages. The Greyhounds are only able to convert on 3rd down 35% of the time. Again, they only throw 50% of the time. So just a quick number, a quick summary. Basically, if you can keep forcing these 3rd downs, eventually the Greyhounds aren't going to be able to convert.
Same formation set here for Isaac James from his own 41-yard line. Makes a handoff, keeps this one himself. He'll be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Slammed down at about the 37. Penalty flags fly everywhere. at about the 41-yard line. Let's see what this call is. So that would be a very impressive third down stop for the Chargers on short rest for this defense. Again, 8:44 remaining in the first half. 10-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Waiting on the official penalty, holding against the Carmel Greyhounds, trying to protect Isaac James a little bit. Penalty will be declined, and that one will bring up fourth down. And not hesitating at all as the offense will trot off the field, and Adam Kramer comes onto the field. Kramer now heads over towards the sideline for that huddle. But again, 8:44 remaining in the first half, and a great defensive stop by Fort Wayne Carroll. See if Adam Kramer can get a decent punt off here. Try to make it 3-for-3 in all three aspects of his kicking game. He took over for Billy Stumbo last year in the place kicking. Punt is fielded cleanly. Has all day to punt this one away. High spiraling punt heading over towards that sideline. That one will bounce out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. So some good field position coming up for the Chargers. 8:32 remaining in the first half. They're going to try once again to cut into this 10-point deficit. And what do you think the offensive game plan is for them?
Oh, rush, rush, rush. You got to start running that ball. You got to open it up, and you got to start taking time off the clock. You got to be thinking about second half here. You're going to come out of that halftime break, and you're going to get the ball back. And folks, that is the Chargers here. So what they need to do here is, honestly, if I'm them, I'm milking the clock down here. I'm using that run to my advantage, trying to force the third and one, the second and short, those kind of things that are going to open it up and keep that clock running down.
Three wide pistol formation set. Penalty flags fly in the backfield before the snap was able to be taken. And immediately the Chargers are going to retreat. This one looks to be a false start. Back him up 5 yards. First and 15. That'll line him up at their own 26. So backing him up a little more before the drive can even get off. Let's see what Boggs has in store for first down. Same formation set, the three wide pistol formation, two out to his left. He's looking to pass screen, and that one almost intercepted by Landon Sinis. He's not able to bring that one up. Landon Sinis getting some playing time here. That one lands on the turf, but a good pass breakup will bring up second and 15. 8:29 remaining here in the first half. Trailing by 10, Boggs looks over towards the sideline for some signaling. Justin Tranquil checks back into the game for his brother Drew. And they head over towards that right hash. Boggs comes back out. Three wide pistol formation set. This time two out to his right. Scene lines up at his own 26-yard line. Takes the snap. Blitz coming up the middle. Looking over the middle now. Finds his man Edgar. He has some room. Stumbles across at the 42-yard line. Wrestled down by the secondary of the Carmel Greyhounds. And a gain of about 18 yards.
Credit Chandler Boggs there, scanning the field, doing a fantastic job to be able to hit his receiver in open space. That's something we saw John Lampe struggle with last game a little bit. But again, Boggs doing a nice job there. That's how you open the ball up. That's how you open the game up. You got to be able to move it downfield and hit your receivers, the ones that you're not even expecting, like we talked about before. Good execution by that offense.
They come back out, same formation set, first down and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Boggs remains the quarterback. Takes a snap, looking over the middle once again. Finds his man, Tranquil. That's Justin Tranquil, his first reception of the game across the Carmel 38-yard line. And two very impressive, throwing it right on a rope by Chandler Boggs. So 8:03 remaining here in the first half. And some offensive live coming here from the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers.
And Jesse, watch for the shot downfield. A lot of times when you see these offenses get going, they're almost antsy to throw the ball. Obviously, the coverage beginning to press off a little bit playing that.
Same formation set, looking to pass again. Now has some open room. He's running it up the middle, and Boggs is going to be wrestled down at about the 29-yard line. Has himself about a gain of 10 yards. Looks to be short of the first. Will bring up about a second down and one. But three big plays here by the quarterback, Boggs, making some great decisions with the football. So Boggs will come back out in almost a wing T formation. Two wide receiver set. Takes a snap, Tranquil on the carry, trying to get enough for the first down. He's going to have plenty as he's going to be brought down at about the 24-yard line, and that'll move the chains once again for the Chargers. 7:26 remaining in the first half, trailing 10-0, but Fort Wayne trying to move into the red zone of the Carmel Greyhounds. Boggs will come back out this time, three-wide pistol formation set, two out to his right. with one tailback in the backfield. That's Corey McCray. Looking to pass deep down the left side of the field. That one in the end zone is going to be intercepted by the Carmel Greyhounds. An incredible catch. Let's see who that one was made by. But another turnover into the end zone this time. The Carmel Greyhounds will get the ball at the 20-yard line.
And you can't do it. You got to make better decision-making if you're Chandler Boggs right there. Boggs threw it up when that defensive back had the coverage on the inside. He was reading that inside throw. You got to be able to throw that to the corner of the end zone. In that position, you also got to put a little more velocity on that ball. He threw it up. It was almost like that jackpot kind of a throw. And these Greyhound defenders, which are so, so seasoned when it comes to the coverage game, are going to come down with that ball 100% of the time.
Isaac James comes back out, three wide pistol formation set for himself, two out to his left. Pascal remains the tailback. Takes the snap. James keeps this one, right tackle, now in the middle of the field. James storms up. He's going to be wrestled down short of the 30-yard line, but a gain of eight on the carry. So Isaac James going with a couple more quarterback keepers this time on the last couple of drives, second and one on the way for the Carmel Greyhounds with 6:53 remaining in the first half. They have a 10-0 lead. Getting a little more rest this time are the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers defense. Getting a few minutes of breathe time. Same formation set for James, this time from his own 29-yard line. Takes the snap, stretch play. Shakir Pascal off the left tackle, stumbles, and he's going to be brought down at about the 30-yard line. That one's going to be close to the first down, but looks to be just short. Clock continuing to dwindle away here in the first half. 6:22 and counting. That's going to bring up a third and one. And on the opening set of downs, on the last three drives, the Carmel Greyhounds have found themselves in a third down situation. Same formation set this time for James, except two receivers out to his right and one out to his left as he looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. Pascal remains in the backfield. They try to go hard count this time. Pascal receives a carry, has some open room, and barrels over the linebacking core of the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers. Brought down at the 35-yard line, has plenty enough for the first down and a fresh set of downs for Isaac James and the Carmel Greyhounds.
And that keeps the chains moving right there, but it also keeps the time just kind of chucking off of that clock there, and it's going to be harder for then the Chargers to be able to come back and put some points on the board. Again, they're getting the ball after halftime. Carmel's got to be aware of the time management here. They got to take as much time off that clock as possible.
5:42 and counting here in the first half from his own 35-yard line. James comes back into pistol formation set. Handoff, Shakir Pascal trying to hurdle a couple defenders. He does. He's going to be brought down across the 39-yard line. Gain of four there on first down. Brings up second and six.
Gain of five.
So James remains in as the quarterback. We've only seen John Lampe on one occasion this evening. Incomplete pass intended for Austin Roberts off that right sideline. But now Isaac James commanding the offense. Will come back out, and a shotgun formation trips out to his left. Takes the snap. He's going to run this one all the way towards that right side. Breaks a tackle. Spins around. He'll be brought down. Still moving the feet. Driving that pile forward to about the 44-yard line. A very impressive power run there by Isaac James. Not the biggest guy in the world, but able to keep those legs moving and credit the offensive line, able to get him a few more yards to set up third and one. So now James looks over towards the sideline once again, as they bring in Austin Roberts to line up to his right. Two receivers both out to his left and one out to his right, that one being Roberts again. Shakir Pascal, the lone tailback in the backfield. James comes out in the pistol formation. Takes a snap, trying to go Pascal up the middle. Pascal trying to break a couple tackles, spins around, and he's going to be brought down at the 48-yard line. You hear the frustration here in the crowd, but Shakir Pascal's been doing that to several teams over the last 5 weeks.
And that's something you got to keep in mind. Again, that the almost a second-chance yard, and he gives that extra effort, and that's the difference between a 3-yard gain and a 6-yard gain right there, something that's moving the chains forward. Things like that, that's what makes Shakir Pascal just such a premier back in this league.
It will be same formation set for James this time. Hands it off to Shakir Pascal, then keeps it, racing over towards that left sideline. He's going to be wrestled down at about the 41-yard line, about a gain of 10. Tranquil on the tackle, 4:04 remaining in the first half. It's going to depend on the spot. He will have enough for the first down after that official signal.
Jesse, fooled you and fooled me, but nonetheless, again, fooled that defense and is able to move first down to first down right there. This drive is going, and they've taken off 4 minutes since they've gotten the ball.
Still 4 minutes to go left in the first half. with a 10-0 lead. Isaac James comes out three wide, pistol formation set, two out to his right from the left hash. James takes the snap, hands that one off the middle. He keeps this one again. He's going to be wrestled down behind a line of scrimmage. And he's going to be brought down to about the 45, a loss of five there on that carry. He's going to set up a second and 15.
Credit the big defensive end, Tyler Hans. He comes in here leading the team in tackles, 66, got 48 solo tackles. He's been a big-time threat up there on that line, wreaked a lot of havoc, had done a nice job also containing Pascal, but right there letting Isaac James know who's boss.
Four wide pistol formation set, three out to his right for Isaac James as he looks over towards that sideline. Usually we see Isaac James, such a great decision maker with the football off of those option runs. We'll move Pascal into a true shotgun formation. Has time to throw, looks to throw, left sideline, finds his man. He's still moving across. He's going to be brought down close to the first down marker. But just like that, second and 15 moves into a third and two. So very impressive reception there by Jason Baldridge. Second time this evening that Isaac James has targeted Baldridge, and good things have happened as a result. Third and two coming up. Just like that, Isaac James has over 60 yards passing here in the first half after coming into the game with 128 on the season. Four wide pistol formation set. They split the difference on the receivers. Roberts moves in motion to the backfield. Pascal with the carry. He's going to have enough for the first down across the 29-yard line. That'll stop the clock at 3:06 remaining in the first half, and the Carmel Greyhounds holding onto that 10-0 lead.
I want to go back to what you said before, Jesse, about Jason Baldridge. He's a guy we haven't seen a lot so far. He only comes into this season with 136 yards under his belt offensively, but he's been another threat, and that's a key to victory that Carmel's got to tap into, maybe even not for this game, but when they're playing these guys like Pike and Warren in the future, you can't just expect to pass the ball to guys like Thomas Baldwin and Austin Roberts and expect good things to happen. You've got to get your other guys involved, Colin Pearson, and again tonight, Jason Baldridge.
Three-wide pistol formation set, two out to his right from the 29-yard line of Fort Wayne Carroll. The handoff, Shakir Pascal, left tackle, head towards the left sideline, will be wrestled out of bounds at about the 26. So gain of three. We've seen Shakir Pascal working exclusively up the middle throughout this entire season, but running several stretch plays off the tackles this evening. Clock continuing to tick, now stops at 2:42 remaining in the first half. 10-0 is your score again in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds as Isaac James comes back out in that three-wide pistol formation set. Two receivers out to his right. Pascal remains as the tailback. Roberts moves in motion, triple option time. James keeps it, tries to go back up the middle, breaks the tackle, now in the middle of the field. He's away at the five, and he's going to walk into the end zone. And Isaac James, showing off the power and the strength on that carry, makes it 16-0 after the rushing touchdown.
Well, Jesse, I've got five fingers on one hand. I got to take one away for this little illustration here, but folks, there were four different people that could have gotten the ball there, and that's what made that play happen. First off, you hand the ball right off to Shakir Pascal up the middle, obviously opts out to that. Then you've got Isaac James, who can take it himself. You've got Austin Roberts, who kind of faked that little end around a little bit, and then you've also got, of course, again, like we said, Isaac James, who deflects to that, chooses himself, but I just like the cutback move there, and you're going to see Adam Kramer here tack on the extra point.
Two for two this evening on place kicking attempts. That one is up and good. The field goal and two extra point attempts by Adam Kramer make it 17-0, so a solid night for him. But Isaac James showing in two completely different aspects of his game, the first one with the arm, the second one with the legs. Not necessarily with all the speed until he got to that open field, broke two tackles at the line of scrimmage to get away from the defenders.
Well, not only broke a tackle, but completely changed his direction, almost sold out completely to the right, but is almost about to pitch that ball to Roberts. Takes it back himself. Again, like you said, Jesse, breaks two tackles, runs up to the left side of the field for the touchdown. And again, folks, I said he had four options. He only had three. Obviously, mathematics isn't maybe my forte here. Good thing I'm announcing football, or maybe I need to work on that too. Either way, folks.
I think the weather might be getting to you.
Yeah, I think it might. You know, good thing we get paid so much over here at WHA, folks. That's not true. We are not participating in any illegal activities. Payola, plug all, we don't do that here. Carmel High School. Again, folks, student run, everything here is student run. We've got more than one department. The sports department just makes up a very small part, but we've been very honored to be able to bring you all these games. And by the score of 17-0, it looks like Carmel might be advancing their season, and we, too, will follow suit and advance ours.
Kramer lined up to kick this one away from his own 40-yard line with 2.5 minutes left here in the first half. This one, a high spiraling kick, is going to stay in bounds for Tranquil. He's going to run this one up the middle, now over towards that right sideline, spinning around. And this time, Justin Tranquil is going to get himself to about the 28-yard line. So averaging 29 yards on kickoff returns this evening. The Carmel Greyhounds doing everything they can to try to keep the ball out of his hands.
Well, but what a good job by Tranquil, too. I mean, you got to give credit to him as well. I mean, the junior to his brother, Drew Quinn Tranquil, running back these kicks, doing a fantastic job so far. And that's actually an area that we don't see a lot of teams have success. Again, that kickoff coverage team from the grounds is very solid. Guys like Noah Burks, and we can name so many players. But give credit to the Chargers, and that just brings them out with good field position. They're starting on the 30-yard line.
Two-minute drill now for Chandler Boggs, who has two interceptions on the evening, rolling out to his left. He's going to pass this one again, looking over the middle, finds his man. And that is Tranquil once again. This time Drew Tranquil will come up with the reception, gets leveled by the likes of Wade Murdoch at about the 42-yard line, but a gain of 12 will move the chains for the Chargers. Clock will stop at 2:23, trailing by 17 points. The Chargers need to get some points on the board before the end of this half. Three-wide pistol formation set from the zone 42. Takes a snap, sweep run out to Tranquil. Tranquil's going to stumble across, be brought down finally at the 46-yard line as Justin Tranquil on the carry. We've seen, if you look at these two brother running backs, Justin Tranquil's been getting the majority of the carries. Well, if you look at the passing game, it's more of Drew Tranquil. Clock continuing to tick, under 2 minutes now. A minute 52 and counting. Carmel with the 17-0 lead under pressure. Boggs is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, and a great job there. That one looking like Jack Conway and Ryan Sondles teaming up to chase him down in the backfield.
When you get it, Boggs has got to be aware of that as a quarterback. You've got to be able to be aware of how much time you have in that pocket. You're not going to get more than 5 or 6 seconds with this defensive line of the Greyhounds. He's got to be ready to throw that ball away, or at least kind of throw it into the ground near a receiver, of course. Got to be aware of intentional grounding. But either way, both of those options are pretty much better than now having about a 3rd and 20.
3rd and 18 is the official spot. Boggs looking to pass, has time. We'll try to dump that one off to Tranquil, but he drops that one, and that's going to bring up 4th and 18 with a minute 13 left. Carmel Greyhounds looking to get possession of the football back. But, John, do you believe this is enough time for this offense to try to put some more points on the board if they are aggressive?
I do. I think that's a smart move. You've got a minute and 13. James runs a pretty much a two-minute drill during the entire ballgame. I think he can amp it up a little bit. And we've seen from Adam Kramer that he can kick a ball from 37 and still have a lot of room to work. It's definitely an option. You can even put 3 points on the board.
Baden Lee comes back in to punt this ball away for the Chargers at about his own 20-yard line. Fields it cleanly, gets this one off cleanly, but that one's going to bounce over towards midfield, and that one will go out of bounds. Let's see where the official spot is. That one will be at about the Carmel 46, so some excellent field position with plenty of time left and all their timeouts. Minute 7 to be exact for Isaac James.
But I do want to go back real quick to that drive there by the Chargers. I think we saw something that we haven't seen all game. We began to see Chandler Boggs, until the latter half of the drive, settle down, make some good throws. He's got good velocity on his arm, and he's got good accuracy. I think a few of those things are just decision-making flaws. If he's able to fix the whole timing thing in the pocket and also be able to really scan the field well, I think you're looking at a much different ball game in the second half.
It looks like John Lampe is actually going to come out to play quarterback here for the Carmel Greyhounds. Shakir Pascal remains as a tailback. Electing to go with the senior from his own 46-yard line. Three-wide shotgun set, two out to his left. John Lampe will take the snap. He's looking to pass immediately under pressure. Rolls out to his left, trying to bomb that one away over towards the sideline. He just throws that one away. Second down and 10 on the way after the incompletion. So 59 seconds remaining here in the first half. Cromwell trying to tack on some more points to add to their 17-0 lead as Lampe looks over towards that sideline for some signaling. Roberts and Baldridge remain in the game as receivers. Thomas Baldwin also will come back in. He'll line up off the right side of Lampe. Again, some excellent field position for the Carmel Greyhounds. Lampe coming out firing on his second pass attempt of the game, first of the drive. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left. Takes a snap, rolls out to his left immediately, looking deep down the field, has some time, and now he's going to run this one across midfield. John Lampe stumbles, and he's going to be brought down at about the 47-yard line. So Lampe sets up a third and short for the Carmel Greyhounds. Looks to be about 2 yards out. Clock continuing to tick away here. 40 seconds and counting. 3rd and 3 is the official spot at the 47-yard line. Four wide pistol formation set this time for Lampy. Three receivers out to his right. He takes the snap. The handoff up the middle. Shakir Pastel's not going to get any forward progress on that one. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And just like that, fourth down is on the way. Greyhounds have a couple options here, but looks like Fort Wayne Carroll is going to call a timeout with 21 seconds remaining. Brings up a fourth down and three decision time for the Carmel Greyhounds. Do you like to go for it on fourth down, John?
No, I think you punt the ball away. You got 21 seconds here. You got to leave out unscathed. I don't really even agree with the timeout there. I think that if the Greyhounds are willing to run the ball, you got to be willing to let the clock run out as well. I think going to halftime, keep your head up. Worst case scenario, the Greyhounds punt the ball, you get a good return, and you're at the 50-yard line. What are you going to do with 10 seconds left? Do you want to take another shot down the field? Well, Box has two interceptions already, potentially give the ball back to the Greyhounds. You want to avoid chaos as a team. The smart option here is just to let that clock run out. Run into halftime, get a little bit of nice heat, regroup a little bit, come back onto the field ready to play second half.
A little bit of an oddity in this game. That was the first timeout called by either team. We're almost finished with the first half here. Carmel leading 17-0. There's 21 seconds left here in the first half as Adam Kramer trots out onto the field for the Carmel Greyhounds. Has had a pretty solid night in the place kicking, pretty decent night in the punting game as well. Going to try to keep this ball away from Tranquil. Justin Tranquil back deep to return to junior, number one for the Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers. Standing at about his own 39-yard line, Kramer fields this one cleanly. This one is a high spiraling punt. That one's up and away. It's going to bounce inside to about the 10-yard line. Great punt there from Adam Kramer. Nothing Tranquil could do with that ball as the Carmel Greyhounds are sprinting down the field. 90 yards to work with 15 seconds. Got to believe they aren't going to be too aggressive coming out on the offensive side of the ball. So 17-0 for the Carmel Greyhounds. Again, 15 seconds remaining here in the first half. So Fort Wayne Carroll Chargers will be coming out starting at their own 10-yard line. Boggs comes back in. He'll be lining up as the quarterback on this drive. We've seen Drew Tranquil line up on several occasions in almost a wildcat formation set. But showing one receiver out to his left in a wing T formation set. Looks like Boggs is looking to pass. Takes the snap, now hands this one off. Tranquil up the middle. Tranquil has some room, breaking a couple tackles. He'll be wrestled down at about the 25-yard line. So hold the phone. 7 seconds remaining here in the first half. There is a penalty marker. Let's see if that one's going to bring them back. That one was thrown at about the 22-yard line, a few yards from away. Tranquil. That's going to be a face mask against the Carmel Greyhounds. So tack on 15 more. That's going to put him at about the 40-yard line. And here we see a timeout from the Carroll Chargers. 7 seconds remaining. Getting within distance of a possible throw deep down the field. So will be a 5-yard face mask, not the automatic 15-yard face mask. That'll line them up at the 30-yard line rather than the 40. They still have that rule in high school football between the 5 and the 15-yard face mask, not just the automatic personal foul 15.
I think if you're the offense here, you also have to take in consideration who you're playing here in that coverage team of the Greyhounds. Look at some of these guys. Jack Conway, Noah Burks, Mitch Davis, Alex Akins, even Sam Story. I'm going to throw in Zach Woods. All those names I listed, folks, those are people with interceptions. Those are people who've gotten their hands on the ball and made a play and created a turnover there. And so I think with 7 seconds left, and you're going into halftime here, the ball's at the 30-yard line, your own 30-yard line, you're looking at maybe two deep passes if you're lucky, if you can even get that off here without an interception or anything going wrong. Either way, let's see if they can take the shot and make something happen.
Three wide pistol formation set as Drew Tranquil keeps this carry. He's going to stay in bounds, and looks like Carroll's going to call their last timeout here with a second and a half remaining. Second and 5 on the way from their own 36-yard line. So trying to get every second they can literally out of this first half. 1.5 reads the scoreboard. Again, the Carmel Greyhounds have the lead 17-0, and a second and 4 from their own 36-yard line will be on the way after they exit this timeout. We'll be right back with more Greyhound football here and the conclusion of this first half on the only voice of the Greyhounds, WHJE. For 50.